The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 14, texts number 14 through 18, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on June 18th, 2016, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhatrisha Lakshana Mahapurusha Bhushana Eshishu Ange Deki Se Sabha Lakshana Bhatisha Lakshana Mahapurusha Bhushana Eshi Shivange Diki Se Sabha Lakshana Bhatrisha Lakshana let's try a different tune. Let's see. Bhatrisha Lakshana Ma Purusha Bhushana Eshishyavange Diki Se Sabha Lakshana Bhatrisha Lakshana Mahapurusha Bhushana Eshishyavange Diki Se Sabha Lakshana Bhatrisha Lakshana Mahapurusha Bhushana Eshishyavange Diki Se Sabha Lakshana Bhatrisha 32 Lakshana Symptoms Mahapurusha Great Personality Bhushana Ornament Eshishu This child Ange On the body Deki I see Say those Sabha all Lakshana symptoms. So these are the words of Nilambar Chakravarti, seeing the marks on the child of Lord Chaitanya, the child Chaitanya. There are 32 bodily marks that symptomize a great personality, and I see all those marks on the body of this child. Text 15. Pancha Dirga Pancha Sukshma Sapta Vrugda Shad Unanta Trihashva Prithu Gambiro Dvatrangsha Lakshana Maham. There are 32 bodily symptoms of a great personality. Five of his bodily parts are large, five fine, seven reddish, six raised, three small, three broad, and three grave. Purport. The five large parts of the nose, arms, chin, eyes, and knees. The five fine parts are the skin, fingertips, teeth, hair on the body, and hair on the head. The seven reddish parts are the eyes, soles, palms, palate, nails, and upper and lower limbs. The six raised parts of the chest, shoulders, nails, nose, waist, and mouth. Three small parts are the neck, thighs, and male organ. The three broad parts are the waist, forehead, and chest. The three grave parts are the navel, voice, and existence. Altogether, these are the 32 symptoms of a great personality. This is a quotation from the Samudrika, text 16. Narayanara Chinna Yukta Shihasta Chadana Eshishu Sarvaloke Karibe Tadana. This baby has all the symptoms of Lord Narayan on his palms and soles. He will be able to deliver all the three worlds. Eti Karibe Vaishnava Dharmera Prachara Iha Haite Havidvi Kalera Nishtara. This child will preach the Vaishnava cult and deliver both his paternal and maternal families. Purport, only Narayan himself or his bona fide representative can preach the cult of Vaishnavism or devotional service. When the Vaishnava is born, he delivers both his maternal and paternal families simultaneously. Mahotsava kara sabbabolaha brahmana ajidina bhula kariba nomo karana. I propose to perform a name-giving ceremony. We should observe a festival and call for the Brahmins because today is very auspicious. Purport, it is a Vedic principle to observe a festival in connection with Narayan and Brahmanas. Giving a child a particular name is among the purificatory processes known as the Dashavidha Sanskara. And on the day of such a ceremony, one should observe a festival by worshipping Narayan and distributing prasadam chiefly among the Brahmins. When Nalambra Chakravarti, Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra understood from the marks on the Lord's lotus feet that child Namai was not an ordinary child but an incarnation of Narayan, they decided that on that very same day, which was very auspicious, they should observe a festival for his name-giving ceremony. In this connection, we can see particularly how an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ascertained by his bodily symptoms, his activities in the prediction of the Shastras. By factual evidence, a person can be accepted as an incarnation of God, not whimsically or by the votes of rascals and fools. There have been many imitation incarnations in Bengal since the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, but any impartial devotee or learned man can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepted as an incarnation of Krishna, not on the basis of popular votes, but by evidence from the Shastras and bona fide scholars. It was not ordinary men who accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the beginning, his identity was ascertained by learned scholars like Nilambar Chakravarti, and later all his activities were confirmed by the six Goswamis, especially Sri Jiva Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami and many other learned scholars with evidence from the Shastra. An incarnation of God is such from the very beginning of his life. It is not that by performing meditation one can become an incarnation of God all of a sudden. Such false incarnations are meant for fools and rascals, not for sane men. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Virijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Unfortunately, nowadays, you want to study how to become self-realized. Sometimes they will tell you that self-realization means you become God. When I was a youth looking for the means of relief from the stresses of material existence. I heard about something called self-realization. So I wanted to find out, well, how to become self-realized. So I got one book called The Book on the taboo against knowing who you are. And the writer in this book, he said, actually, you are God. But now you're just hiding from yourself. So now all you have to do is come out of hiding and be God once again. This is what they call self-realization, is it? So it is a gross cheating going on in the world. These bogus gurus, they say that actually we're all incarnations of God. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. I went to the Methodist Student Center at the University of Texas campus to hear one Swami from India, Swami Satchidananda, and he told us, I'm God, you're God, we're all God. Is it? But if we're all God, there is no God. You see? God means the Supreme. One without a second. Just like if I say, every court is the Supreme Court. That means there is no Supreme Court. You understand? This philosophy that I'm God, you're God, and we're all God means there is no God. God means the Supreme Being. If God is not the Supreme, there's no meaning to God. Just a useless word. God means the Supreme Being. So, unfortunately, the whole world is going on these bogus gurus. This Mayavadi philosophy is going on. But Prabhupada came to give us the real knowledge. You are not God. Prabhupada, if you think you are G-O-D, then actually you are D-O-G. If you say you are God, actually you are simply dog. You see? That is the thing. Anyone who claims to be God, they are simply dog. That's all. I told him, I was sitting at the Sunday feast one day in Gainesville, and the boy sitting, he told me he was God. The boy taking prasadam, he said, I'm God. I said, no, you're not G-O-D, you're D-O-G. He couldn't say anything. I told him he was dog. He couldn't say anything. So these false incarnations are going on. Even during Krishna's time, there was a, what is it, Pondraka, was it? Yeah. I am Vishnu. Krishna finished him, you see. So all these bogus incarnations, they will all be finished. You see. Krishna will finish every one of them. And they'll all be finished. So instead of trying to imitate God, actually that imitating of God, that wanting to be God, is what brought us here to begin with. That's why you're here, rascal, because you wanted to be God. That's why you're here to begin with in this material world. So how is the very disease that brought you here, how is it logical that embracing the very disease that brought you here in the first place will get you out of this place? Just like somebody's put into the prison for being a criminal, and instead of becoming a law-abiding citizen within the prison, he becomes a criminal within the prison. Is it? He continues his criminal activities, like they have drug dealing going on inside the prisons. There's a whole system, they have a smuggling drugs into the prison, and then some inmates become drug dealers within the prison. They go on with their criminal activities, you see. So how do you think, by continuing the same disease of declaring that you're a God that got you here to begin with, how will that get you out of this place? It's absolutely crazy. It's insane. It's by holding on to the false conception that I am God, you can become spiritually enlightened and delivered from material existence. We have to learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Savarupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das. It's not that he is Krishna. No, he is Krishna Das. Someone may say, well, I don't want to be a servant. That's some low class thing. Is it? It's like we may hire a servant to clean our house. The servant is considered low class. But actually, that is the highest position. To be a servant of God, Krishna accepts his servants as greater than him. So don't try to become God. You just try to become servant of God. That is the topmost position. Even Krishna wants that position. He becomes his own servant as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If God himself wants to be servant of God, how exalted it is to be servant of God. So how do we learn to be servant of God? Now we are servant of Maya. How do we take that service tendency and transfer it over to Krishna or God? We learn that from his pure devotee. Therefore, guru is required. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam ganinastatadarshinaha. Krishna orders, now you just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him. Render service unto him. These great realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they are seeing the truth. So, Krishna is giving us the formula of how we can actually learn or relearn what we once knew but forgot, and that's how to serve him with pure love. That is our natural position. We are naturally pure lovers of God by nature. It's something artificial being imposed upon you. It's your very nature to be a servant of God. But due to contact with the material nature, we have adopted an artificial mentality that I am the Lord. Even little children have this. Some kid comes to play in the child's room. The neighbor boy comes over and he looks at the boy's toys and he says, "Mine! Like, don't you touch. Those are my toys." This lording it over mentality is even there in children. Because that's what brought us here to begin with, this lording it over mentality. So we have to kick out this lording and over mentality with intelligence. We get intelligence by reading the scriptures. We get intelligence by hearing from sadhus. This gives us intelligence to understand I am polluted with this lording and over mentality, and I must kick out this lording and over mentality if I want to come back to my natural, healthy state. The lording and over mentality is an artificial, sick state, a disease state of the mind. The healthy state is to be a humble servant. So somehow, brother, we have to take that. Somehow, we have to take this process up. Sadhana bhakti, regulative principles, rising early, observing Mangal Arati, attending Bhagavatam class, worshipping the Tulsi, these things, activities purify us and they bring us back to our original pure state of Krishna consciousness. You can't be lazy. You're crazy if you're lazy, because laziness will not bring you back to your original all-knowing, all-blissful, eternal existence. Laziness is a symptom of the mode of ignorance, and it will keep you in ignorance. Prabhupada said, do not be a lazy fellow. So we should be very aggressive to keep ourselves always engaged in Krishna service and to spread this Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of the fallen souls of this world. We should be very eager, enthusiastic, full of dynamic energies for revolutionizing our own hearts and revolutionizing this planet. This is the duty Prabhupada has given to us. He told us, become guru, deliver the whole world. So how will we do that? We have to deliver ourselves. Physician, heal thyself. You want to be a physician? Well, you got to be healthy. You can't be sick and be a physician. Physician didn't come to work today because he was sick. Doesn't work. If we want to revolutionize this world, as Prabhupada has told us, we have to become strongly fixed in pure bhakti. Strongly fixed in pure devotional service. Always hearing about Krishna, always chanting Hare Krishna, always praying to Krishna, always bowing down to Krishna. Solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's why this morning program is very, very, very important. Especially coming here together in the temple is very important. We have to train these devotees in Mauritius. The importance of coming to the temple is not just once a year or three or four times a year, but every available opportunity, especially on the weekends. Bhagavatam class is going on. They should be very, very eager to come. Oh, let me go here. Doesn't matter, my guru, your guru. Anybody who is speaking according to the teachings of Prabhupada, they are our gurus, siksha gurus. Anyone who is speaking according to Prabhupada's teachings, we should be very, very eager to hear all of them. Because the more we can hear the teachings of Prabhupada, the more we will realize the teachings of Prabhupada. The more we'll be able to implement the teachings of Prabhupada. So we have to go on hearing, 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 hearing. Right now we're in a diseased condition, Bhava Rog. We're the sickness called the cycle of birth and death. It's a sickness we have, Bhava Rog. This Bhava, this repetition of birth and death, material existence. We're this sick state, so we have the cure is we have to go on hearing, 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 hearing. If you don't hear the Bhagavatam from the realized devotees, then you'll hear your own mind, that's all. If you don't hear the Bhagavatam, you'll be hearing your own nonsense, rascal mind, which will definitely keep you ensnared in the grips of material sense gratification. Therefore, it's essential to go on hearing, 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 hearing. This will bring us back to our original pure state, which is just nectar. It may be a little austere to get up on Saturday morning and go to the temple and hear a Bhagavatam class or a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. But that austerity gives the greatest benefit. Prabhupada or Krishna explains that austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. A Brahmin practices austerity of rising early in the morning, taking his bath, observing Mangal Arati at the temple or at home if he cannot come to the temple. This austerity makes you wealthy. You see, the more you can rise early, the more you can come and hear Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The more you do this tapa, the more you become wealthy, the more you become opulent with brahminical qualities, with Krishna consciousness. So one should not cheat oneself by embracing the mode of ignorance. One should kick out ignorance and come to the transcendental platform. So there may be some questions. If actual God Krishna easily leaves his position to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, why is it difficult for us false gods to transit to our real position of being servant because we don't have the intelligence of Krishna. We're stupid. We're dull-headed. Krishna knows there's more nectar in being a devotee of Krishna than there is in being Krishna. So he easily takes up the mood of, with great enthusiasm, takes up the mood of Lord Chaitanya with no difficulty. Because we're not so intelligent like Krishna, we're dull-headed fools and rascals. Therefore, for us, it takes a lot of endeavor by the preachers. They have to tell us again and again, remind us again and again what nonsense we are, what rascals we are. It is stated in the purport that samskara at birth was performed. We devotees had to perform these samskaras, since it is a Vaishnava tradition according to the purport. Well, Prabhupada, we were trained up by Prabhupada how to live. He never said you have to have all these samskaras. He never personally arranged when children were born that these things should be done. So it's not essential to do all the things. Since Prabhupada didn't, there were so many children that were born when Prabhupada was here, he didn't order these samskaras to be done. Sometimes he would personally name the child, though. He would pick a name sometimes for the child. In India, within every 100 kilometers, there's an incarnation of God. Did they have these 32 signs? If no, why do people accept them as incarnations? Because people are fools and rascals in the Kali Yuga. That's why. What is the exact location of the soul in our body? It's seated within the heart. We learn that it is located in our head. No. Oh, no, but our heart. It's the heart, yes. When there's a heart transplant, one of two things happen. If the heart transplant is not successful, then you die. If it is successful, then the soul switches seats. Prabhupada said this. The soul switches seats. The heart is simply a seat for the soul. So it simply gets up out of the old heart and seats itself in the new one. That's when this heart transplant is successful. If the heart doesn't change seats, then the person is dead. It's a non-successful operation. You elaborated on the do's of sadhana bhakti. Can you kindly elaborate on the don'ts? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. So what does no illicit sex mean? Some people say, well, it means no sex outside of marriage. Well, certainly sex outside of marriage is illicit, but sex inside marriage can also be illicit if it's not for procreation. Prabhupada told us sex between husband and wife is once in a month after chanting 50 rounds of japa if they want to have a child and they've gotten the blessings of their spiritual master to try to have a child. That's illicit sex. If one is having sex life outside of once in a month after 50 rounds, for trying to have a child, that is illicit sex. Even as married couples, that's illicit sex. So the artists, our grihasthas need to learn this. Some of them don't accept this, but it means they're not following Prabhupada. They're following their own lusty desires. That's all. So that's low illicit sex. No meat eating, including fish and eggs. No gambling, including mental speculation, also Prabhupada said. And no intoxication, including tea. So these are the don'ts. And the 10 offenses also, the nama-aparads are also the don'ts. If we'd avoid these don'ts, then the wonderful nectar will be tasted. It's not that you have to have illicit sex to feel happy. Actually, you'll feel miserable the more you violate the regulated principles. To practice brahmachari as a householder is very, very nice. It's called Grihastha Brahmachari. (Clears throat) So what is the destination of the false bogus gurus? They go to the darkest region of ignorance, and those who follow them will accompany them to the darkest region of ignorance. So let's see if we have any questions from our devotees here on... No, the devotees now who are listening on the internet, we have quite a few who have joined us now from different parts of the world, from the UK, from Europe, from India. We encourage them to also write some questions. If God is God present in all of our cells, atoms, and in our heart? Yes. He's present within every atom also. But he's especially... But yes, God is everywhere, but he's especially manifest seated along with the jiva who's in the heart. There are actually jivas in every atom. And they're also accompanied by incarnations by the Paramatma. But the one jiva who's the king, you see, within your body you have thousands and millions of jivas. Every atom has a jiva. It's like a big big city, you see. Like New York City, you see. Your body is like New York City. There's so many jivas. But you're the ruler. You're the mayor. You see, you're the predominating jiva in that body. Yeah. You're the one who's able to, you know, live, do things. Okay, hand. See, you're the one who can control it. You're the controller of it. You're the Ishvar of that body. Of all the millions of jivas in your body, you're the one who controls it. The others are just citizens within it. Any other questions? Here we go. Ananda Vardhana from Melbourne, Australia. Should we inquire more questions while we cannot even follow the previously given instructions? Well, if you're not able to follow the previously given instructions, you need to be inquiring how you can follow those instructions. If you're not able to follow the orders of the spiritual master, then you're in Maya, and you need to get out of Maya by finding out how you can follow those instructions. Nandapriya Devi Dasi from Kashmir. What is forcible preaching, and if someone is doing that, then how to see them? Prabhupada said Harinam is forcible preaching. He said, we are forced by our Harinams and Kirtan, we're forcing them to become pious. We're coming down the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they're going, what's going on here? I didn't invite these people on my street. Hare Krishna. I was watching the football game, and now they're disturbing my football game. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You see? Prabhupada said, we are forcing them to become pious by this Harinams and Kirtan. So yes, it's okay. So Shama Kundadas from South Africa. Please, sometimes even though trying to give up this lording over tendency when trying to perform devotional service, it still remains subtly how we can kick this out entirely. Actually, this is the problem we all have. Even in devotional service, I try to lord it over you, or you try to lord it over me, isn't it? We're always doing that. The husband tries to lord it over the wife tries to lord it over the husband, the kids try to lord it over the parents. I mean, everybody, this lording it over tendency has been sitting in our hearts for thousands and millions of lifetimes. It's difficult to give it up. We're always trying to lord it over each other. So we have to realize I have this disease called the lording it over propensity, and as long as I hold on to this disease, I will suffer birth after birth in this material world. You see? So I have to kick this out. I have to really learn how to become dasa, dasa, nudasa, nudasa, the servant of the servant of the servant. We can realize it intellectually, but to actually manifest it, it takes years, even decades, to master that art. But we have to take up that endeavor to master the art of being the humble servant is our most important thing we've done, been able to do in millions of lifetimes. It's a lifetime endeavor how to actually learn to become the humble servant and give up all, even the subtle aspects of a lording over propensity. But if we pray to Krishna, we pray to our spiritual master, we serve the Vaishnavas sincerely, and we try our best to just be a humble servant and not lord it over, is it? Then we will be successful by the grace of Guru and Krishna. Okay, I'll take one from the locals. It is said in the purport that the maternal and paternal were all liberated. How can we liberate our direct family members? You want to liberate your family members, become a pure devotee, that's all. If you go back to Godhead, they will also be, you'll take many of them with you, many generations. So just become the pure devotee. That's the secret. Shishe Radha Golokananda Ki Jai. Okay, Sachi Nandana Das from India. How to attract more devotees to Mangal Arati in my base? Base is a center. They call them bases in the Bhaktivedanta Academy of Cultural Education, BACE. In India, they have those. It's real. They have a nice program. They what they do is they rent a facility near a university campus, and they invite the students. You come here and live in our base, Bhaktivedanta Academy of Cultural Education, while you're going to the university. We'll give you prasadam. We'll give you a study room, and you can live here. Pay a little instead of staying in some dorm and eating, having mundane association, mundane food. You live here, we'll give you. It's a very successful program. There's many of them in Delhi, in many areas, many, many. In Bombay also, it's a very successful program. Base. So this is my disciple. He's living in base. How to attract more devotees to Mangal Arati? Well, you should attend it regularly every day and then preach it up. Say, why are you missing the nectars? Why are you cheating yourself out of the nectar? Don't you realize that by observing Mangal Arati, as stated in the ninth prayer of the Gavastikam, as a ninth prayer which comes after it, and this prayer by Vishwanath Chakravarti, he says, anyone who recites these prayers during the Brahma Muhurta hour with devotion will have the direct service of Lord Sri Krishna upon leaving in Goloka Vrindavan upon leaving his body. Now, would you like to leave your body and wake up in Krishna Loka with serving Lord Shyamasundar? How would you like that? Or would you like to take birth again? Who would like to wake up, how when you leave your body, wake up in Goloka Vrindavan, sit with Krishna and Radharani, raise your hands. Okay, for you, every day Mangal Arati. Either here at the temple, or if you can't come here, then you observe Mangal Arati at home, even at, you know... even if you have no deities, you can do a photograph. Everyone can sing the Gravastakam prayers every morning in front of it. You can offer some incense to a photograph if that's all you have. You don't have to have deities. If you have deities, that's very nice. If you take good care of them as persons, not statues. Or you can even worship a photograph. When I joined ISKCON, our temple didn't have deities. We just had a little photograph. We had a photograph this big cut out for Bhakti Guided magazine. That was it. That was our altar. A black and white photo that big of the Panchatattva cut out from BTG. That was our altar. And I joined with Vishnujan Swami in Austin. And we had fantastic Mangal Artis. You should have heard those Mangal Artis. Vishnujan Swami, we didn't know how to offer the puja. We didn't know how to sing. We didn't know nothing. So he would offer the arti and lead the kirtan at the same time. And he sang so sweetly. His voice was so sweet, you couldn't imagine. And then you know what happened? We got a letter came from Prabhupada to him. But he was out doing something at the time. So in those days, when a letter came from Prabhupada, it didn't matter who it was addressed to. You just everybody would open it and read it. It wasn't really a good etiquette. But that we were so eager. Prabhupada nectar. A letter from Prabhupada. It was like, wow, Prabhupada's a letter has arrived from the mail from Prabhupada. Let's all open it and read it. So we opened it and read it. And Prabhupada, in this letter to him, said, when you were leading the kirtan in Los Angeles, I was feeling how by your singing you were carrying me back to Vaikuntha. Wow. And we were hearing his kirtan every day, you see. Wow, we really knew. We're really the luckiest devotees in the whole movement. We're hearing his kirtan every day. And we are being carried to Vaikuntha by his kirtan. So, and we just had a little cutout. We didn't have deities even. So you can have a beautiful, wonderful kirtan in your home every day, Gravastakam, and sing with love, and by that singing with love, you will be carried to Vaikuntha. So tell your base members, don't cheat yourselves. Do yourself the best favor. Come to Mangalarti. When we were a British colony and working for the state, we were signing away an official letter. Any official letter is your humble servant on behalf of the Queen. Okay, no question. Let's see, here we have a question from Natalia. I adore kirtan, but I guess I tend to like it more if the melody, nice melody, is played. How to become more attached to the holy name itself? I remember hearing the Bhakti Siddhanta used to have someone lead the kirtan if we couldn't even hold a melody. Of course, melodious kirtan is good because we're conditioned souls and we need something to help us fix our minds on the name. But actually, Some devotees who have great love are not very good musicians, and their kirtan, which is not very melodious, is actually more purifying than melodious kirtan of someone who is a really good musician but not very devoted. That we have to know and we have to understand. Just because somebody can sing a really nice tune like the latest, you know, like the latest pop singer from Bollywood, doesn't mean they're great devotees necessarily. You see? The real thing is who sings with love, not who can sing like a great musician. Musicianship can be utilized for Krishna to attract people to the names. Don't misunderstand me. But musicianship is not Krishna consciousness. The Beatles were fantastic musicians, but they weren't Krishna conscious until later on George became Krishna conscious. You see? So being a musician doesn't, having a very musically attractive kirtan doesn't make you a great devotee. Although you could be. Is it? So it's a very important thing, Natalia. I'm very happy you're realizing this difference. But the thing is, if you're leading kirtan, you should make it musically beautiful for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna likes music. He likes beautiful singing and dancing. So sing beautifully and dance beautifully for Krishna. But the most important thing is what your feeling of love, calling out like a child for the mother when you chant the name of Krishna. Is an offense to do japa while Krishna Gita is going on at the same time to complete 16 rounds? Yes, sometimes I've seen somebody sitting in the lecture chanting their japa. It doesn't make sense. You're not hearing the lecture properly, nor are you chanting your japa properly. Chant your japa before the class, or if you haven't finished, then chant after the class. Don't sit during the class and chant japa. It doesn't make any sense. You're not doing japa properly, nor are you hearing the class properly. Do one or the other. Since the class is mandatory, the morning class is mandatory, you cannot chant your japa during the class. Okay, let's see here. To what extent do householders need to have deities at home? Actually, home deity worship is meant for those who live too far away from the temple. The actual instruction is that everyone should come to the temple for the morning program. But if that's not practical, then you can have deity worship at home. The most important thing is these deities here are worshipped by the Vaishnava community. It's the most important thing. And I cry when I come here on a Saturday morning and I see a small handful of devotees for the greeting of the deities, so beautifully decorated, bestowing unlimited mercy, and hardly anyone here. It just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. So the most important thing is devotees worship these deities here. You can have some deity worship at home, that's okay. But this is the most important deity worship. And for home deity worship, Gornitai, because Radha Krishna is very strict standard. Unless you, one should not worship Radha Krishna unless they can offer many, many artis throughout the day, steadily every day. Many artis through the day, bathing and dressing every morning, night clothes in the evening. Just like you worship here. Radha Krishna temple worship is very high standard. But Gornitai don't accept any offense, they're very lenient. So home deities is better at Gornitai, not Radha Krishna, unless you're very, very advanced in deity worship. And you can do all the pujas every day. Many artis throughout the day. Prabhupada describes in the Bhagavatam purport what home deity worship should be done. Very high standard, like the temple. So, but Gornitai or lenient? Better Gornitai. If deity worship consumes time at home and it trades off of preaching, what should be done? That's why Gornitai worship. If you have to go out on Harinam Sankirtan, and they will miss doing an arti because you're out on Harinam Sankirtan, they will accept. Gornitai will accept. But Radha Krishna, you have to tie down. That's why it's better to have Gornitai deities. Will you please elaborate on liberation of paternal and maternal sides? That means they, just like you go back to Godhead, the family members of all paternal and maternal sides, they also go back to Godhead. Simple thing. So anything else? We'll stop here. We thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi. Another question on the internet? I didn't see it. Where is it? Okay. We'll add one more, a little add on now. This is an encore number here. How to focus on one service even though in the background so many services are going on. In other words, I'm offering obeisances. I want to focus only on obeisances with full care, not thinking of anything else. Yeah, that happens all the time. Just like the phone is ringing. You're offering your obeisances and the phone starts ringing. You're in your house and you're doing a little thing and you're expecting important phone call from the temple president and you're offering your obeisances. In the middle of it, the phone rings. So what are you supposed to do? Drop the obeisances and answer the phone immediately, for example. Well, you have to cover all the services, just like you're trying to worship, sing nicely Gravastakam prayers, at the same time you're trying to remember that you have a very important service to do and you have to get to the, you have to begin it as soon as possible so it's not late. So sometimes we have to do some multitasking in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was traveling all over the world and preaching, but at the same time He had to keep so many things within his heart. What's going on in Mumbai? That Juhu, Prabhupada, his mind was very much preoccupied with that struggle in Juhu. Even though he was traveling here and there, he was always thinking about Juhu. That fight with Mr. Nair, the big fight, you all know the story. Prabhupada was very much preoccupied with what's happening in Juhu. Same time, he was translating his books and doing so many things. So we have to sometimes learn how to multitask. Do one thing at the same time, be mindful of other things too, and do everything first class. But sometimes we have to do that. If you take up many services, many responsibilities, you will have to learn how to be a multitasker. A successful manager, he has to think about everything. This devotee service, that devotee service, my own sadhana, how the deity worship is going on, how the book distribution is going on, how this person who is having difficulties going on, this person's in the hospital. A proper guru or a proper manager has to think about so many different things all at once. He has to manage the whole thing. You see? So we have to learn how to take many things into consideration. That's the art of bhakti. He's like a juggler. He's got so many things flying through the air. All of them. He can have 10 things flying through the air and he's managing all of them. You see? A juggler. So devotees have to sometimes be like jugglers. This service. I have to do everything first class. I can't drop one pin. Got to keep everything going here. You see? I have my job at work. I have my japa. I have my family. I have my preaching. I have my deities or... You know, I have the temple service, whatever it may be. It has to all go on first class. And on top of all that, I'm supposed to deliver the world. I'm just supposed to see the whole world's becoming Krishna conscious. And I also like chant good rounds. So there's one more came in and that'll be it. Will they go back to God even if they're sinful? Well, that's the amazing thing. How does that work? If 21 generations are liberated, as was stated in one place, and they're all sinful rascals, then how are they going to get liberated? Well, that means they're going to stop being sinful rascals. They'll become pure devotees, somehow or other, by Krishna's grace. How that works, I don't know, but it does happen. Maybe it doesn't happen immediately. Maybe... They do have to become a pure devotee. You're not going to have rascals, family members in the spiritual world drinking tea and smoking cigarettes. I guarantee you that. They have to all become pure devotees. They will somehow become pure devotees. And it may be a little delay before they come back. I cannot say how it works, but it will happen as guaranteed in the scriptures. So we thank you all. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.